Well, and that issue of race actually matters to a lot of people these days, including an 89-year-old woman from Fort Worth, Texas, who's on a mission to make Juneteenth a nationally observed holiday. Juneteenth marks the day that word arrived in Texas that slavery had been abolished. It's the oldest known celebration of emancipation. To bring attention to her cause, this woman is on a symbolic walk to Washington. Christopher Connolly from KERA in Dallas reports.
I meet Opal Lee in a church parking lot in southeast Dallas. We're about to start walking when she spots something, a middle school across the street, and Lee has an idea. She wants to stop by and ask the principal if we can chat with the students about Juneteenth.
What do you say? You want to try?
So we cross the street to where tweens and teens are lining up to go through the metal detectors at Comstock Middle School. Now, these days, most school administrators don't typically let visitors stroll through unannounced, but Lee is undeterred. When she finally finds the principal, he's heard about her walk and enthusiastically agrees to let her talk with a few dozen eighth graders. The kids are mostly Black and Latino.
How many of you know anything about Juneteenth? Just a few.
Juneteenth is about celebrating freedom, she tells the students, and slavery in America didn't end the day Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, at least not everywhere. In Texas, it continued.
2.5 years later, they were still slaves.
On June 19, 1865, not long after the end of more than 4 years of civil war, a Union general arrived in Galveston, Texas, to spread word that slavery had ended.
And when the people found out they were free, they started celebrating. And we've been celebrating ever since.
Lee is on a symbolic walk to Washington, D.C. She won't walk every single mile to the nation's capital, but she'll walk many of them, about 4 miles a day in selected cities along the way. She's hoping to pressure the president into making Juneteenth a national day of observance, like Flag Day. She tells the students at Comstock Middle School that they can help by gathering signatures for her WhiteHouse.gov petition.
Tell everybody. I bet everybody in here has more than 100 friends on the computer, on Facebook? So tell all your friends to just give me their signature. I'd appreciate it. And thank you, young people.
You're welcome.
And with that, an hour after we'd planned to start walking, we're finally ready to hit the streets. As we head out under a hot sun, Opal Lee says she's had a life full of causes, helping kids as a school social worker, working on housing, with a food bank, and on civil rights. These days, she's also helping launch an urban farm in Fort Worth that will be staffed by ex-cons and the chronically unemployed.
Mother Teresa said, just one at a time. If you help one, and that one helps one, it'll end up being a wave, and eventually a tidal wave.
There are 44 federally recognized observances like Flag Day, Grandparents Day, and National Aviation Day. Lee says add Juneteenth to that list. But she says it is complicated. Marking Juneteenth, marking the end of slavery, means we have to grapple with a legacy of racism.
We need to admit that it was wrong. But has anybody told the Indians when they took their land that they were wrong? Huh? We are a weird nation. We take people's stuff and then we justify taking it. We justify slavery.
As we walk along a busy road on uneven sidewalks with cars flying by, Opal Lee says society has changed for the better in her lifetime. As a child, she watched as a white mob burned down her parents' house because they moved into a white neighborhood. But she says there's still a lot of work to do.
Well, we want some jobs. We want some decent child care. We want health for our people. We want all the things you already have. And you keep putting obstacles in our way.
Opal Lee's pace may not be fast, but she is determined. She'll walk as long as she can, she says, or until the president honors the end of slavery by putting Juneteenth on the calendar. For Here and Now, I'm Christopher Connolly in Dallas.